Every year, thousands of tourists, they travel to one of the most famous wine regions in the world, Burgundy, sipping on French Chardonnays, Pinot Noirs among the vines. Producer Yasmin Noon journeyed to France to discover the essence of crème de cassis and to see how the 177-year-old blackcurrant crème, another Burgundian product, is now being mixed to keep up with cocktail competition.
Paris. It's a city of love, bohemian ideals, and fascinating drinking customs. As this particular summer night begins to fall on the famous European City of Lights, I take rest at a Parisian cafe on the corner of Main Street in the suburb of Saint-Germain. Apparently, I'm just in time to experiment with what locals call France's evening prayer, the apéritif. I'm looking for something traditional. Perhaps this waiter can help me decide.
So can you tell me what this is? The
kir pour y fumer?
Yes.
So basically this is a kir, special French specialty, which is served with pouilly fumé, which is white wine.
And that's the traditional.
Kir, you got several kir. You got kir with cassis. This is mainly served with red fruits. So this is white wine with red fruits.
The red fruits to which the waiter refers are not raspberries, strawberries or red currants. They're actually black currants, or as you say in French, cassis. Yet an authentic kir doesn't contain any visible fruits. What it does include, though, is crème de cassis, a blackcurrant crème, or a very thick liqueur that tastes a bit like an adult alcoholic version of Ribena. The apéritif sounds sweet and delicious, so I forge ahead and order a kir made with white wine and crème de cassis.
Okay, thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
The original company that created crème de cassis in 1841 still exists today. The Maison, or house, of Leger La Goutte is located in Dijon. General manager of the Leger La Goutte factory, Olivier Mellis, tells me that the man who invented crème de cassis was Dijon's first ever liqueur maker, Auguste Denis Le Goutte.
We don't know who has created the whiskey or who has created the vodka, but for the crème de cassis, it is Leger La Goutte. He created in 1841 the first recipe of crème de cassis. He asked the mayor of Dijon to recognize him as the creator. And for that, you have this, it's a diploma which say that Leger La Goutte and Auguste Denis La Goutte is the creator of the crème de cassis.
La Goutte's business partner, Henri Leger, was also his son-in-law. At the time, Leger was a rising star in the business world, and it was due to his marketing skills that the reputation of crème de cassis spread throughout France.
He was working in the railways. At that time, the railway was from Paris to Dijon, then Lyon, and then Marseille. And he developed the business through the railways in all the French territory. And very quickly, Leger La Goutte has the idea to go in the UK, in Belgium, in Switzerland, to develop the business.
These days, Leger La Goutte's crème de cassis is exported to around 70 different countries, including Australia, Japan, and the USA. The recipe that Leger La Goutte uses today is the same crème de cassis recipe that they used in 1841.
We want to keep the same recipe, and the recipe is virgin juice, sugar, and bud infusion.
The manufacturing process is almost identical to the one employed in the 19th century as well. The only difference is that now the company uses freezers to preserve the blackcurrants once they're picked, and stainless steel tanks to contain the juice instead of wooden barrels.
It was no electricity, no pump, no technology, so we are using in this factory only the same tools Auguste Denis La Goutte used. It is time and gravity. And you will see that the process is very simple, because we want to be in the line with the creator.
Two types of black currants are used to create the virgin juice, Noir de Bourgogne and Black Down. Olivier says his staff do nothing to the black currants. They just put them in the tank with alcohol and let time do all the work.
The alcohol and the berries will be together during 8 or 10 weeks, and slowly the alcohol will go inside the berries through the skin. That's very important because it will select little by little the flavor, the taste and the color from the berries into the alcohol.
And it's pure alcohol?
It's pure alcohol. It's a beetroot because we don't want to have flavor coming from the alcohol. If you use grape alcohol, you will have the taste of the grape. If you use sugar cane alcohol, you will have the taste of the sugar cane. And we want to have a very neutral alcohol to have only the taste and the flavor of the blackcurrant.
Next, a balloon placed in a tank with the blackcurrant slowly inflates over the course of a day to press the juice out of the fruits. No pumps are used here, only the natural forces of gravity. Pipes are placed on an angle to allow the virgin juice to slowly trickle out of the tanks. Once the virgin juice is extracted, crystallized sugar is added. And then one final ingredient, the special bud of the blackcurrant, extracted and infused over time.
And with this bud infusion, we are using it as a touch, like in the perfume industry, because it's so powerful that we are using like 1 liter per 10,000 liters. You can smell it.
Oh, wow. It's almost a chamomile-y scent.
You have the same odor, like you are in the field and you have the blackcurrant leaves in your hand. This is very expensive because the bud of the blackcurrant is used for Leger, but is used also for Chanel or for Guerlain. Chanel is using bud infusion for the number 5, and Guerlain is using bud infusion from blackcurrant for Chalimar. So it's very, very expensive.
This is the same thing that they use in perfume, exactly the same.
Yes.
Wow.
But in the number 5 and Chalimar, it's one touch of the perfume. In the Leger Crème de Cassis, that's the only touch in the recipe.
Today, Leger Lagoutte is one of several producers of Crème de Cassis in Burgundy. The 95-year-old company, Vidren, also makes its Super Cassis brand on the same grounds as a blackcurrant museum, situated in Nuits-Saint-Georges. I join marketing and communication assistant at the museum, Aura Mays, to talk about the importance of Burgundy's Black Pearl Cassis.
How important is Kia and Cassis and Crème de Cassis to the identity of the people who live here, like yourself?
What is important compared to the rest of France, for example, in Burgundy, when you order a Kia, it will always be with Cassis. There's no question to be asked. In other parts of France, it will ask you raspberry, chestnut, plum, or other things. In Burgundy, when you order a Kia, it would be the Cassis. And this tradition stays. Even though the cocktails are coming, the black currant is quite important. People, I think, are proud of their traditions and what is made here.
Despite Kia's long-standing history as a regional and national drink, less people are ordering this aperitif before dinner. It's not because they don't like it, but in France, just like in Australia, the blood alcohol requirement to drive is beneath 0.05.
We have to drive, we have to take the cars, and people drink less and less in a restaurant, for example. At home, all good. But when they go to a restaurant, they might not order an aperitif at the beginning of the meal, just they might take a bottle of wine for the whole meal. The aperitif might be a bit losing a little bit of market.
Kia is also coming under threat as other international cocktails gain popularity across the country. So to keep up with the competition, the staff at the Blackcurrant Museum are experimenting with new and creative ways to drink Crème de Cassis beyond using it to make
Kia.
People are drinking wine, but yes, also quite a few cocktails. And they are looking, I think, for more original drinks. They want to be surprised. And that's why it's good to reinvent the cassis, to make it, to blend it with other things. So the original stuff stays. It allows us to combine the tradition and the modern parts of the cocktails. What we'll do is I'm going to pour one glass of cassis and then different ways to drink it.
Because creme de cassis is so rich, it can be drunk on its own over ice. Or it can be served over desserts like ice cream or a panna cotta. Creme de cassis also mixes well with a dry red wine, a dry rosé, brandy, and even light beers. But if you really want to spice things up, it's best to get innovative with your blackcurrant-inspired recipes. Today we get to try creme de cassis mixed with a ginger liqueur made here on site. To make the ginger cassis cocktail, add a shot of ginger liqueur, creme de cassis, and a squeeze of lime.
And you top that a little bit with sparkling water.
And voila!
That does not smell like it comes from Europe. That smells like ginger. it's from an Asian bar at a really beautiful resort by the water.
We do not have any water.
No. No ocean views here, but the drink's making me think of
it. Olivier tells me that Léger Le Goût is also pushing for bartenders to start using creme de cassis in their cocktail recipes. But of course, for those among us who love history, adore blackcurrant and value tradition, there's no reason to depart from an authentic cure using creme de cassis.
In Burgundy, the people like the blackcurrant. We use aligoté, Bourgogne aligoté. But in Léger, we are doing also cure with Chardonnay or with Sauvignon. You can mix it with your favorite white wine. Santé. Cheers.
Santé.
Producer Yasmin Noon and Léger Le Goût's Olivier Mélis, both sipping on a glass of French cure in Burgundy's capital, Dijon.